Parshas Matos Masei. In the beginning of Parshas Matos, when Moshe Rabbeinu relays to Klal Yisrael the instruction, the halachas, the laws of the Nedarim, of taking a vow, the parash is introduced with the following words. It says, Ze hadovor asher tzivo Hashem. This is the matter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instructed. And Rashi points out, quotes a famous Chazal, and he says as follows. We note that on other occasions, Moshe Rabbeinu began his nevuah with the words Koy Omar Hashem, literally translated, and so said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, in Mitzrayim, it says Koy Omar Hashem, and so said Hashem, this is what will happen B'chatzos HaLaila, at the stroke of midnight in Mitzrayim. Indeed, says Rashi, other Nevi'im, all other prophets, always began their Nevuah with the words Koy Omar Hashem. Says Rashi, Moisif Aleihem Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu had an addition, and he began his Nevuah, as you see in this week's parasha, with the words Koy Omar Zehadovar. So all other Nevi'im always began their Nevuah with the words Koy Omar Hashem, and so said Hashem. Indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu on occasion did the same. But over here, the chiddush that we find with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu is that he began the Nevuah in this week's parasha with the words Zehadovar. Now, what indeed is the difference between the introduction Koy Omar Hashem or Zeh HaDovar? Doesn't it pretty much mean the same thing? So said Hashem, this is what Hashem said, but clearly not. Koy Omar Hashem means, and so said Hashem. Koy, with that letter Kaf. We know in the Hebrew language, the Kaf always means approximately. So, sort of, this is what Hashem said. Whereas Zeh HaDovar is a definitive statement, not approximately. This is not an approximation, this is pretty much what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but rather Zeh HaDovar, this is it, absolute. So clearly the distinction being made between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im is that whereas other Nevi'im could only prophesize as an approximation, Koy Omar Hashem, this is Be'erech, approximately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu was apparently on an altogether different level. And that reflected itself in his Nevuah, because he could begin with the words Zeh HaDovar, this is the item that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And this obviously reminds us, and this must be the explanation of the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos in Daf Memtes Amud Beis says that indeed there is a difference. There is a fundamental difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and all other Nevi'im's Nevuah. In the Lashon of the Gemara says, all other Nevi'im prophesized in what's called Aspaklaria. Aspaklaria is a vision which is Eino Me'ira, not absolutely clear. But Moshe Rabbeinu, however, he was able to see Ba'Aspaklaria Me'ira, a crystal clear Nevuah. So the Gemara is telling us quite clearly that yes, there is a difference, a fundamental difference, between the Nevuah of other Nevi'im and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is how we are to understand Rashi. All other Nevi'im, who at best prophesied as an Aspaklaria, She'eino Me'ira, a non-crystal clear nevuah, so all they could say is, Koi Omar Hashem. So said Hashem. Approximately, this is what Hashem said. Moshe Rabbeinu, who prophesied Baspaklaria Meira, a clear vision, he is the Navi, the only Navi, who can say with definitive sense, Ze Hadova. This is the item. Now that obviously needs to be explained. What does that mean? A clear vision, a non-clear vision? Why indeed did Moshe Rabbeinu prophesy in a different way? We'll explain that for Ezras Hashem in a moment or two. But first things first. If indeed Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to a type of prophecy, a different kind of prophecy, Asfaklaria Meira, a clear vision, such that he was the only one who could say Zeh Hadavar, then obviously this begs the question, so why indeed did he on occasion prophesize with the words Koi Omar Hashem? We note the Rashi that we begin with didn't simply say all other Nevi'im say Koi Omar Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu says Zeh Hadavar. That's not what it says in Rashi. Rashi says, rather, all other Nevi'im and also Moshe Rabbeinu began their Nevuah with Koi Omar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, in addition to that, like we find in our parasha, said Ze Hadavar. So why indeed did he on other occasions begin his Nevuah with the words Koi Omar Hashem? That is the obvious question. And indeed, this is the question that is discussed by the commentators on Rashi, Rashi's commentaries. For example, the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi is not too bothered by this question at all. The Mizrahi says that indeed Moshe Rabbeinu was on an altogether different level of Nevuah, but that wasn't always the case. That's not how he began his illustrious career, as it was, as a Navi. Indeed, when he began prophesizing on behalf of Klal Yisrael, which was obviously in Mitzrayim, he was not yet, perhaps, on a level different to other Nevi'im. And that's why in Mitzrayim he said, Koi Omar Hashem b'chatzoy salayla. Doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu have a clear vision? He does, but not then. That was only at a later stage of his life. Says the Mizrahi, that's what Rashi means. All other Nevi'im began prophesizing with Koi Omar Hashem, whereas they remained that way, Moshe Rabbeinu upgraded. Moshe Rabbeinu grew into a level that he was eventually able to prophesize in a very, very clear vision, and therefore he could say the words Zeh Hadavar, Zeh Hadavar. That is the way the Mizrahi explains this seeming discrepancy. The Malbim explains otherwise. The Malbim says what turns out to be a very important yesod, and he refers himself to a number of places where he discusses this, and this really helps us understand, it's not so much our subject, but it helps us understand the function of a Navi. The stature, the level of a Navi reflects the stature and the level of Klal Yisrael at the time. Says the Malbim, on those occasions, in those places that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Koi Omar Hashem, Klal Yisrael were on a lower level. We think as a Navi, as some sort of super duper non-touchable, which essentially he is, but ultimately, says the Malbim, he is merely a reflection of the spiritual standing of the nation he represents. The higher the level in Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, the higher the level of their Navi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able at a later stage to prophesize with the words Zeh HaDavar, that is more a reflection of Klal Yisrael's standing than it is of Moshe Rabbeinu's stature. It's a very important yesod. Maybe we can discuss this on another occasion. Let me just share with you one more approach before we come back to try and understand in a clearer way the two different types of nevuah. And this is an approach that I found in the Maharal in his Pirush to the Chumash, Gur Aryeh. And the Maharal, Kedarkoi Bakoidesh, presents to us a very profound and fundamental principle. What indeed is the function of the Navi? The Navi essentially has two jobs. At least, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he had two jobs. All other Nevi'im, their mission was to relay to Klal Yisrael a one-time instruction, to foretell an upcoming one-time event. So we read the Navi, this is of course in Yonah D'Yoyma, in the Nevi'im of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu, and all of the Treyasa, when the Nevi'im are sent time and time again by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to foretell the upcoming Churban HaBayis. That was a one-time event. Indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu also, on occasion, that was his mission, to relay to Klal Yisrael the news, the instruction, this is what's about to happen. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a different job as well. His nevuah, on occasion, was not merely to report to Klal Yisrael an upcoming event, but rather to teach them Torah and mitzvahs. That's how we know what is in the Torah, what is not in the Torah, what constitutes a mitzvah and what doesn't. How do we know that? Through the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Here comes the instructions. Says the Maharal in a genius piece, that is the difference. If indeed we are talking about a nevuah that pertains to Torah and mitzvahs, which means it is everlasting, it's not a one-time event. Torah is mitzvah, forever and ever. This is the way that the mitzvah must be practiced, no less, no more, la'olam v'ed, zeh hadavar, this is it. It has to be 100% accurate. In the case, however, of where it was just a one-time event being foretold, Koy Omar Hashem, I am not here, says the Navi, to report to you Torah and mitzvahs, but rather to inform you of an upcoming event. Says the Maharal, if you check carefully, you will see that where Moshe Rabbeinu said Koy Omar Hashem, he was not relaying Torah or mitzvahs. Rather, like the pasuk we began with, Koy Omar Hashem b'chatzos halayla. This is what's going to happen. Makas b'chayres. That is not Torah. That is not a mitzvah or an avera. It's not an issue of halacha. Rather, it is foretelling an upcoming event. That begins with the words Koy Omar Hashem. Either way, be it as it may, let us now return to our main subject and try and understand a little bit. Obviously, when we're dealing with the subject of nevuah, this is beyond any capacity of perception on our part. But nonetheless, let's try and examine what Rabbi Seinu HaMeforshim explained to us to have a little bit of understanding in the two different types of nevuahs. We said that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is an aspaklaria meira, crystal clear vision. And that's why he begins with the words Zeh HaDavar. All other Nevi'im have an aspaklaria she'eino me'ira, a non-crystal clear vision. They can at best only say Koy Omar Hashem, it's an approximation. How are we to understand this? So let me share with you a very important piece. It is almost the opening piece in Reb Chaim Volozhin's commentary to Masechta Avos. Reb Chaim Volozhin, the prime Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, in his Sefer Ruach Chaim. And in his Sefer Ruach Chaim, he is discussing there the opening Mishnah in Avos. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'masara liYeshua. There is a discrepancy in the Loshon. Why does it say Moshe kibel? He received, and then it says u'masara, and he transmitted it to Yeshua. Why is the Loshon not consistent? Why doesn't it say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosar LeMoshe, Moshe Mosar LeYeshua, or Moshe Kibel MiSinai, LeYeshua Kibel MiMoshe? That would be consistent, but it doesn't say that. Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai UMosara LeYeshua. Why the difference in Loshon? So listen to the Yesod of Reb Chaim Volozhin. When Chazal teach us that there is a difference, a fundamental difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of other Nevi'im, is there any hint to that in the Torah HaKadosha? Besides for this Zeh Hadovo and Koyomar Hashem, and the answer is, it is more than hinted to. It is explicit in a lengthy parasha at the end of Parashas Bahaloscha. This is the source of our entire subject this evening. The Torah writes that Aaron and Miriam spoke Loshon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. If everyone's video could be switched off. There was Loshon Hara reported of Avram. Wellens, you have the... Shreya. Aaron and Miriam spoke what seemed to be Loshon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, they initially said, surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken not only to Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to us as well? We are also Nevi'im. They were equating their Nevuah with the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? Chazal teach us, and this is the Yesod, Chazal teach us the Shekhinah spoke from the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael, he was speaking to Klal Yisrael not just as a shliach, as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was speaking to them as a representative, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was talking to them. The Shekhinah actually spoke through the mouth, through the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Miriam and Aaron thought that they were on the same level, but they were not. And that's what they were saying. Can't we equate ourselves with the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Look in the Psukim there. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, your Nevuah is that of a Mare. What does a Mare mean? A Mare is a mirror. However clear the mirror is, all you're seeing is a reflection. you can never see the item itself. If you look even at yourself in the mirror, you are merely seeing a reflection. Whereas, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy bechidois, there are no riddles there at all. The way Reb Chaim Volozhin explains is, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was not like a mirror, but rather like a window. If you look through a crystal clear pane of glass, then you can actually see the person standing on the other side. You are not seeing a representation or a reflection, but you're in fact seeing the person himself. That is the distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and all other Nevi'im, including Miriam and Aharon. And that's why, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who could truly say, Zeh HaDovar, this is it, in its absolute divinity. Not a reflection, or an interpretation, or a translation, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now talking through my throat, Zeh HaDovar. All other Nevi'im were not on that level. Even Miriam and Aaron. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin in conclusion, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. What does the word kibel mean? To receive hand to hand. Masara means to transmit. It is not the act of physically handing over. To transmit. I can throw something to somebody. That is not called Kabbalah. That is Masira. That is at a distance. That is the difference. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally, as it were, gave it to him yad liyad. But after that, nobody else was mekabel the Torah. At best, it was transmitted. At best, what happened was, there was a reflection that occurred from Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, and further on. That is the difference. The Ramban, coming back to the Gemara, when the Gemara tells us that all other Nevi'im prophesied with an unclear vision, Moshe Rabbeinu, however, with a clear vision, as Reb Chaim Volozhin teaches us, and he himself stresses this, Moshe Rabbeinu reached such an altogether higher level of Kedusha that he indeed was the only one through whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually spoke Hashchino Medaberes Mitoch Groinoi. No other Nevi'im reached that level. The way the Ramban puts it is, imagine if you have somebody with failing eyesight. They can see, but it's misted. It's a misted vision. As he himself puts it, they might well see somebody who's tall and think he's short. They might well see one item and think it's two. That was impossible in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because there was no misted vision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking through his throat. And in order to understand this even more, we arrive at the writings of Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Listen to his phenomenal words. The Maril Diskin, who initially, as we know, was the Rav in Brisk, eventually came to Eretz Yisrael about 100 years ago or so. He explains it to us in perhaps the way that we can understand this most. All other Nevi'im had to decode the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted the words to them, as the Ramban said it to us. It appeared to them as a riddle, an unclear vision, which they then had to interpret and decode. Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing to decode. It was an Asfaklaria Me'ira. And he explains, and this is so fundamental to understand what Nevuah is all about. if you look through the window and you watch the sunset, your friend is watching the sunset at the same time. You see a red picture, he sees a yellow, and a third person sees green. Who's correct? And the answer is, it depends what color your lens is. If your lens is green, then you will see green, and if it's red, you'll see red, and if yellow, you'll see yellow. You can only interpret it as well as your lens allows you to interpret it. Says the Mariel Diskin, every Novi had to interpret, had to translate and decode the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching to him through his own lens. What does that mean, through his own lens? It means the lens of his personality, through his midos. The way he translated it was a reflection of his own personality. And that's why Nevi'im had to be righteous people. If the issue of Nevuah is merely to receive a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then to relay that message, can't anybody do that job? The answer is no. Because in order to be able to decode and to translate, we have to know that we're talking about somebody who is on the level of Kedusha and Tahara, that he will decode it correctly. Otherwise, it could be distorted. There would be no room for distortion if Nevuah came through as a clear message. There's nothing to distort. What you see is what you get. But if the message comes, as the Torah writes, b'chidos, in riddles, in a mystic vision, like the Ramban taught us, like an elderly person who has failing eyesight, then that needs to be decoded. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to entrust with decoding, if not Nevi'im on a very high level of Kedusha? And in fact, Chazal have a turn of phrase in which they say, no two Nevi'im ever prophesied in exactly the same way. Why not? Now we understand. If the message was told to them clearly, then if the same message was told to a number of Nevi'im, they would all say exactly the same thing. The Klal Yisrael. The answer is, they may well have received the same message. They decoded it differently. They decoded it differently. That is the way the Mariel Diskin explains to us this Yesod. In fact, every Shabbos morning, when we read the Novi, what is the Nusach of the Bracha? The Nusach of the Bracha is, Asher Bochar B'Nevi'im Toivim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose good, righteous prophets. What does that mean? Now we understand. The Nevi'im had to be righteous. Why did they have to be righteous? Because if not, how could they possibly be entrusted with this sacred mission of decoding the Dvar Hashem? The only one who didn't need to do so was Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, some of you may have the custom, the practice after Shacharis in Davening, you'll see it printed in every Siddur, to recite the 13 principles of faith, Ani Mami. If you do, then you will note that the fourth Ani Mamin is, I hereby declare that I believe that the words of all Nevi'im are Emes. The fifth Ani Mamin is, I believe that the words of Moshe Rabbeinu are Emes. Why is that split up into two separate tenets of faith? And the answer is, because there are two different types of Nevuah. There is the Nevuah of Zeh HaDovar, that only Moshe Rabbeinu could relate, Aspaklaria Meira, no translation or interpretation necessary. That's one Emunah. I also have Emunah in the other Nevi'im, that even though their Aspaklaria was not Meira, and it needed to be decoded, I have absolute faith that they decoded it with the utmost honesty and clarity and emes. Rav Shach, the Ponovitch Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said a phenomenal thing. He quotes what we just mentioned in the name of the Mariel Diskin, that Nevi'im had to interpret, they had to decode the Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them. And he writes there, I finally understand what the Nisoyan of the Akedah was all about. Isn't there an enormous question to be asked? Why is the Nisoyan of the Akedah understood to be such an immense test of Avraham Avinu's tzidkus? After all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, don't you just go and do it? Do you have a choice in the matter? What was the great test of Avraham Avinu's righteousness? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, open the Torah, open the Chumash, and it said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take your son Yitzchak and place him on the Mizbeach. You can't get clearer than that. There were no two choices in the matter. What is the great Nisoyan of the Akedah? Says Rav Shach, I now understand. The words that we read in the Torah is not what Avraham Avinu heard. He needed to unravel, he needed to decode the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to arrive at that conclusion. That was the Nisoyan. Given the fact that upon interpretation he learned that he has to sacrifice his son, wouldn't he have been tempted to decode it differently? That was the Nisoyan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take your son, it doesn't mean take, it doesn't mean son, it doesn't mean sacrifice, it doesn't mean Mizbeach, it doesn't mean kill. He could have interpreted it every which way he would have chosen, because he has his own negius, he has his own agenda at heart. Says Rav Shach, I now understand. That was the Nisoyan. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been told that, there would have been no Nisoyan to talk of. It was Aspaklari on the Iron. But if indeed Avraham Avinu, as great as he was, but not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, he needed to crack the code, and to crack it in the way that he did, to arrive at the MS, that was the Nisoyan. That was the Nisoyan. Let me just finish in conclusion with a Kliyoka. Because if you turn the clock back to Parashas Vayakel, with regard to the instruction of the Mishkan, you will find there too that it says Moshe Rabbeinu relayed the instruction of the Mishkan and he said, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tzivo Hashem Leimor. Zeh HaDavar. So the Kliyoka asks the obvious question, why does Rashi not point out over there, look at these words, Zeh HaDavar, that's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Rashi not point it out there? Why did Rashi wait all the way till Parashas Matos? Says the Kliyoka, because we know what the Torah writes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually showed a vision of the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't just talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, he actually showed him an image of the Mishkan. So of course he can say Zeh HaDavar. That's not a chiddush at all. Rashi only points it out in Parashas Matos when there was no image. There were just the words that were spoken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, that's unique to Moshe that he can say Zeh HaDavar. In light of the Mariel Diskin, we understand the Kliyoka so beautifully. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed an image of the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu, then there was nothing to decode or to interpret. So of course he could say Zeh HaDavar. Any Novi could have said so. It's only when you get to Parashas Matos, where we're not dealing with a vision, a picture, rather we're dealing with a speech, words that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where Rashi needs to point out to us that Zeh HaDavar was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. He did not need to interpret anything. All other Nevi'im would have had to interpret. They couldn't say Zeh HaDavar. They at best could say Koi Omar Hashem. Koi Omar Hashem. Approximately, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to me. But they could not say with definity that Zeh HaDavar. Zeh HaDavar. Either way, as I mentioned before, we have no perception really on what Nevuah is all about, especially as in our times there is no concept of Nevuah anymore. Nonetheless, when we study this subject, at least it helps us understand the nature of the people who indeed were Nevi'im. When we next read about Moshe Rabbeinu, when we next read about the Oves HaKadoshim, when we next read the Novi Yeshaya or Yirmiyah, we have to understand the nature of the people that we are talking about. Whether they were on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu or not, the mere fact that they were spoken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and were entrusted with this task of relaying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, which needed to be interpreted, decoded, clearly indicates, gives us some small taste of the unfathomable stature of the Nevi'im, whoever they may have been. And that is the lesson of this week's parasha. Koi Omar Hashem, that is the way all other Nevi'im prophesied. Zeh HaDavar, that is the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. The common denominator at the end of the day is that these were people who are hand-selected by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, b'chvoidoi uba'atzvoi, and that's the way that we must relate to all of them without exception. I wish you all a very good Shabbos.